Australia is amazing, not just the people or the animals or the plants. I'm talking about its geology. Here lies a continent that had its last real geological upheavals, its last mountain building about 220 million years ago. Australia misses being on the Pacific Rim Ring of Fire, where so much of the crashing of tectonic plates or the eruption of molten magma occurs. Good? Bad? New land surface arises as mountains or volcanoes, both bearing a fresh supply of chemical elements, nutrients for life. Absent this renewal, large quantities of the nutrient elements have been leached away by water or blown away by wind over the vast areas. If you're, say, a sheep rancher having to supply deficient elements in feed, or a farmer needing to know what fertilizer to use, it's a big concern. Australia has more area with more different elements deficient in the soil than any comparable area in the world. In my copy of the AusMap Atlas of Australia, there's a map showing soils without limitations. It looks like someone dropped a few green sugar sprinkles on a big yellow sheet. Still, there are remarkable adaptations of plants. Our family was fascinated by the diversity of plant species we saw on the sand plain heath of Western Australia. Up to 100 species on a square meter, outdoing Amazonia while growing on such arid and nearly nutrient-free sandy soils. Of course, only a few grew much above ankle height. Life is astounding. I'm Vince Kuchik, here with Science Digest. For more, see science-technology-society.com.